Okay, let's unpack this. Welcome to a deep dive. Today, we're digging into some sources you sent over about a company called Join.
That's right.
Specifically, we've got stuff from their website, which seems to be called Joythe, and also a review about some particular toys they sell.
Yep. And our goal, really, is to piece together what these sources tell us, not just the facts, but, you know, what's the bigger picture?
Right. Like, what kind of company is this? What do they offer? How do they talk about themselves?
Exactly. We want to get a feel for the breadth of their products for holidays and just everyday fun, all based strictly on this material.
Okay, sounds good. So let's start with the basics. Who is this company, according to the sources? We see Join, but then there's Joythe.
Yeah, the website itself explains it. It says, Joythe is our marketplace to fulfill all your celebration needs across all our brands.
Ah, okay, so Joythe is the storefront name.
Seems like it. And they call themselves a one-stop shop for all celebrations. Plus, it mentions you can shop all of our sub-brands in one place.
One-stop shop. That's ambitious.
It really is. And you see that ambition reflected in the categories listed on the site. What did you notice there?
Well, it's broad. Holidays, toys, arts and crafts.
Party supplies, home decor.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're casting a pretty wide net.
They really are. And under holidays, it's not just one or two. The sources list, I mean, listen to this. Easter, Halloween, Christmas, Valentine's Day, Thanksgiving, July 4th, St. Patrick's Day, Cinco de Mayo, Mardi Gras, even football season.
Right, and summer, winter, and just every day.
Wow, so they're really trying to cover, like, the entire calendar, not just the big holidays.
Exactly. It suggests they're aiming to be relevant constantly, finding reasons for you to buy celebratory stuff pretty much year-round. That granularity is interesting.
Okay, so that gives us the scale.
Yeah.
Massive ambition. How about we zoom in a bit? Let's look at some actual products mentioned. Easter seemed really prominent in the sources.
It did, yeah. They definitely seem to go big on Easter, especially eggs.
Okay. What kind of eggs?
Well, pre-filled Easter eggs seem to be a huge thing for them. The sources mention all sorts of counts, you know, from small packs of six up to 100 or even 200 pieces.
Wow, 200 pre-filled eggs.
Yeah, and different sizes too, like 2.5 inches, 3 inches, a few variations there.
And what are they filled with? Just candy?
Not just candy. That's the interesting part. The sources list things like toys and stickers, glow sticks, mochi squishy toys, including a specific mochi chicken one, apparently.
Mochi chicken.
Yep. And even light up bath toys and glow in the dark mochi.
Light up bath toys inside an Easter egg. That's
it definitely suggests they're thinking outside the usual candy box, trying to offer a variety and maybe some novelty.
Okay, so that's the pre-filled ones. What about just the empty plastic shells for people who want to fill their own?
Oh, they have those too. And again, the variety and quantity is huge. The sources mention packs of like 12, 24, sure, but also 100, 150, 600, even a 1,000-piece pack.
1,000 plastic eggs.
Yeah.
Who buys 1,000 eggs?
Well, you got to think maybe community events, schools, maybe businesses doing big promotions. It's bulk.
True. That's a serious egg hunt.
It is. And they come in different sizes, too, from the standard sort of 2.3-inch ones up to big 7-inch eggs.
7 inches? Wow.
Yeah. And loads of colors, brights, pastels, gold, clear, even printed ones. The sources even pointed out a discount on that 1,000 pack, suggesting they really push the bulk angle.
Okay, so eggs are definitely covered. What else for Easter? Any crafts or activities?
Yep. The sources highlighted Easter crafts, too. Things like DIY egg decorating kits.
Ah, like the classic die kits.
Those, yeah. Like a 41-piece Easter egg decorating DIY kit with die tablets and Easter stickles. But also some other themes, like a fantasy animal series decorating kit.
Okay.
And something called a bunny egg decorator cleaver kit. Sounds like a specific tool. Plus various make-a-face sticker sets.
They're selling the whole decorating experience, not just the plain eggs.
Exactly. It seems like they want to provide everything you might need for that activity.
Gotcha. Now, shifting slightly, those mochi squishy toys you mentioned, they came up a few times in the Easter eggs, but also the first source mentioned them for Valentine's Day, and we have that whole review about them.
Right. That's a good catch. It seems like these mochi toys are maybe one of their versatile cross-holiday hits.
So what did the review say about them? What makes them stand out?
Well, the review described them first as being available both on Amazon and the Join site, which shows they sell through multiple channels.
Makes sense. And the toys themselves.
Described as cute yet calming. So appealing visually, but also having this sort of Stress relief quality.
Interesting. Like fidget toys.
A bit, yeah. Made of soft, stretchy material with whimsical designs, and they're small, around 2 inches.
Perfect for little hands, I guess.
That's what the review says. Perfect for small hands, great for party favors, classroom gifts. They fit easily into backpacks or gift bags, and it specifically mentions they provide sensory and emotional benefits. The review basically calls them a smart and joyful addition for kids or, you know, for Valentine's favors.
So a specific product example that kind of ties into their broader theme of fun and celebration, but maybe with a bit of a sensory twist.
Exactly. And it shows how one product line can potentially fit into multiple selling seasons for them.
Right. Okay. So we've looked at the scale and some specific products. What about the actual experience of buying from them? Did the sources give details on, like, promotions or shipping?
They did. Some practical stuff. They clearly list promotions like buy 3 items, get 1 item, 40% off F.
Oh, multi-buy deals.
Yeah, and another one, buy 6 items, get 2 items, 40% off F. Pretty clear incentives to, you know, load up the cart.
Makes sense for a one-stop shop idea. What about shipping? That's always key.
They state free shipping with orders over $49, which is a pretty common threshold.
Yep, standard tactic.
And they promise fast delivery within 2-3 business days. Setting expectations for speed.
Okay, good to know. And if you need help?
The sources list contact info, a phone number, 833-456-9462, and an email, support@join.co.
Good direct contact.
Plus, they mentioned being on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube. So other ways to potentially engage or get support too.
Right. And standard e-commerce practice, they push email sign up.
Oh, yeah. Exclusive 15% off F your first purchase if you sign up. Plus promises of future offers and promo codes, building that customer list.
That's classic. Anything else on the site structure?
Well, they mentioned having a blog.
Oh, what kind of stuff?
Titles like Best 15 Easter Games for Kids 2024 and Easter Party Ideas.
Content marketing. Giving ideas to then sell the products for those ideas.
Exactly. Provide value, inspiration, and hopefully lead you back to buying their Easter supplies or game props.
Okay, well, this has definitely been a thorough look based on the sources. We've seen Join Joyfy position themselves as this huge one-stop shop.
Right, covering just about every holiday and season imaginable.
We dove into specifics like the incredible variety of Easter eggs, pre-filled with toys, mochi, glow sticks, and the massive bulk options for empty shells.
And the craft kits, showing they sell the activity too.
Yeah, and we looked at those mini mochi toys as an example of a product that spans occasions, highlighted for being cute, calming, and practical.
And then the nuts and bolts, the multi-buy offers, the shipping promises, contact info, email signups, even the blog content. It paints a picture of a company really trying to cover all the bases online.
It really does.
So pulling back from all this detail drawn from the sources, here's something to think about. When you see this level of granularity, dozens of types of pre-filled eggs, specific kits for niche crafts, covering not just major holidays, but things like football season. What does this intense focus on merchandising almost every moment tell us about how we, as consumers, approach celebrations today? Are we really looking for this highly specific stuff for so many different occasions? And what does that imply about the market Joyfy is trying to capture?